Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
In our gospel today, we have a story of a family's inheritance, and then a story of a very vain man, both a word about the things of earth and not the heavenly things. All of our readings today are trying to keep us focused on the things that matter in life. And we get caught up in the world worrying about our stuff. And we tend to lose focus on what really matters. Now, here's a little story on inheritance. Had an elderly gentleman having had hearing problems for a number of years. He went to the doctor, who had fitted him with hearing aids that allowed him to hear better than ever. The old man returned to the doctor 1 month later for an evaluation of his new hearing aids. And the doctor said, "Your hearing is perfect. Your family must really be pleased that you can hear again." The gentleman replied, "Oh, I haven't told my family. I just sit around and listen to the conversations. I've changed my will 3 times. It's a funny story, but think about it. God is that elderly gentleman, and he knows our hearts. Are we changing our inheritance by our greed? And someone said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide my family inheritance with me." In reply, Jesus strongly cautions not only the man standing there before him, but all of us and all those that were there who are overly concerned about our earthly possessions. Jesus says, "Take care, be on your guard against all kind of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Greed is one of the 7 deadly sins. And do you remember them all? Pride, envy, gluttony, lust, anger, greed, and sloth. So think about this. If greed is really that deadly, and it doesn't really get us anywhere spiritually, why do we even allow it in our lives? Then in the first reading it says, "For what profit comes to a man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief are his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest." In the second reading, St. Paul says, "Brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above and not what is on earth." And in our gospel, Jesus tells the parable of the rich man who had a bountiful harvest. Now this man could have given his abundance to the needy, but greed set in, and he could only think of storing more grain for himself. Then the man says, "I shall say to myself, now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry." If you want a good definition of greed and vanity, you just heard it in that man's story. We live in a society that measures us by our wealth, by our stuff we gather, by the house we live in, and how much money we have in the bank. But God measures by how much we give, how much we help, and how much we love. And we come to church and we hear the word of God, and we leave here energized, going out into the world. So what happens? The worldly voices set in, and we lose focus on what is really important. We listen to those noises in the world, the noises telling us you don't have enough, you need more. Here's a little story like tell about keeping focus on what we are truly seeking and why. Here's a story of an old, spirit-filled, wise monk that lived on a mountaintop. People would come to him from miles around for advice and leave the mountain full of the spirit. After a time, the spirit would wear off and the people would return to their normal way of life. Well, a young man noticed how the people's faith faded over time and decided to go to the wise monk and find out why all the people would lose what he had given them. When the young man finally reached the top of the mountain, he asked the wise monk, "Why is it that these people come to you seeking advice, and after being filled with the Spirit, they return to their lives rejuvenated? But after a short while, they lose the Spirit they had acquired from you." The wise monk told the young man a story. He said, "One day I was sitting here with my dog, and a white rabbit came running by, and my dog went running after it. My dog chased that rabbit over the hills and through the valley, running and barking all day long. Well, the other dogs heard the commotion and of all the barking and joined in the chase, following my dog. As the day drug on, one after one, all the dogs gave up in the chase of the white rabbit, whereas my dog continued." The young man asked the wise monk, "Why did your dog continue to chase the rabbit?" The wise monk answered, "My son, you asked the wrong question. The question should be, why did the other dogs quit the chase? You see, the other dogs had lost focus because they were just chasing a bark, whereas my dog had seen the white rabbit." So I ask, what are you chasing in life? Is it the worldly bark telling you what you are to do and what you are to believe? Have you truly experienced the white rabbit, Jesus? Have you truly experienced Jesus? And are you chasing and seeking him day and night? Now, you don't need me to tell you life is too short. Most of us have experienced a friend or a loved one who's been taken home away from us way too soon. Brothers and sisters, we don't have time to be chasing a bark. Staying focused on the things of heaven is what we should be doing. We know better, so why do we lose focus? St. Paul in today's reading says, "Put to death then the parts of you that are earthly, immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of the Creator." Brothers and sisters, our challenge today is to stop chasing the bark of this world and follow the things of heaven. You can't take this stuff with you, then why do we worry so much about it? God bless.